There are some things you don't put in the trash. Paint thinner, chemicals, an old car. That's where hazardous waste drop-offs or scrapyards come in. But where do unwanted guns go? It's a sensitive topic as the gun debate rages throughout the country. And as Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, getting rid of a gun is not a simple or consistent process in Arizona.
Tempe couple Maria and Forrest Brown were getting ready for the birth of their first son in 1999.
I thought it was just a great opportunity to go ahead and do a little house cleaning at the same time that we were baby-proofing.
One thing she wanted out of the house was her father's .22 caliber pistol. It wasn't sentimental, and her husband Forrest says it jammed all the time.
It was a piece of junk.
So they shopped for an event where they could turn the gun in and have it destroyed. One fall Saturday, they swapped the pistol for a $50 grocery store gift card. Brown says he doesn't hate firearms.
I spent 5 years in the Army, so I'm quite comfortable with guns. I mean, I've literally slept with an M16 when I was in the field.
He still owns two, though they've been in a gun locker for years.
I just didn't want them around with the kids and, you know, didn't feel compelled to go out target shooting all that much.
He says the gun buyback was convenient. He didn't think of it as a political issue.
So back then it wasn't hard. It wasn't a problem. But honestly, you know, if you bring it up now, I don't know what you would do if you wanted to get rid of a gun.
Those gun buybacks aren't happening anymore. They're illegal in Arizona.
This has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with horrible financial management.
Charles Heller is a spokesman for the Arizona Citizens Defense League, which supported a 2013 law stopping cities from destroying government-held firearms. Instead, officials have to sell the guns through a federally licensed dealer. Without the incentive of taking guns off the streets, large-scale turn-ins have all but disappeared. Heller argues it's a matter of economics.
You're taking a public asset and deliberately spending money in order to destroy a public asset.
It's unlikely any Valley city has seen a financial windfall since the law passed. For example, Mesa Police Sergeant Diana Williams says about a dozen guns are surrendered to the department every year.
What we see really normally is we have someone where, you know, a loved one passed away. They had firearms. Now either the spouse or next of kin who's left with the property does not want them, does not know what to do with them. So then in turn, they call the police.
Non-functioning firearms are destroyed, and the others end up at Sierra Auction, a private company that sells guns in large lots online. In a statement, President Mark Fuhrer says the company records all transactions and conducts criminal background checks on people who buy their guns. Williams says if you want to give up your gun to a local police department, authorities prefer that you didn't show up at the station.
Let us come to you. Give us a call. Let us know what you want to surrender in regards to firearms. How many do you have? What types of firearms are they? Are they loaded? Are they not?
And if you want your gun destroyed, not sold, that's even more difficult. I combed the internet, talked to gun enthusiasts and dealers, and found only one group that openly advertises a turn-in program in the state. It's the Arizona Firearm Injury Prevention Coalition. Terry Allison's a member.
We didn't do it to make a big splash or to influence politicians. We did it because we felt there was a need for people to give us firearms that they did not want in their home.
He says the group started collecting unwanted guns back in the 90s. They work with police to make sure the gun doesn't have any criminal ties.
Then we do whatever the person asked us to do. If they asked us to destroy it, we'll give it to a firm that destroys firearms.
That's rare.
If they ask us to sell it, we can put it into commerce via several dealers who do this for free.
Allison says when the guns are sold, the money goes back into the nonprofit and pays for trigger locks, safety seminars, and suicide prevention programs.
We're trying to make a difference in areas where we can make a difference.
The group is diverse. Allison says he's from a pro-gun background, but now he's not sure if he believes in the label anymore.
I think I'm pro-freedom. I still believe in the right to keep and bear arms, but I have recognized over the years what a heavy responsibility that is, too.
Programs like this one won't prompt large-scale change. Instead, they give gun owners a choice they might not otherwise have. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.